In 2004, during my last year at university, I started working on a research project with my senior lecturer. In 2007, during this project, some events happened to me, and so I had to flee the country and come to the UK. I remember then I couldn't speak a word and I didn't know where I was. I was in a new environment, atmosphere. It took about 6 months to settle in a flat. I had to change address several times because of the situation I was in and because the condition of the flat wasn't suitable. Because I had a kind of bad experience in my career, I wasn't happy to go back and do any kind of work in my degree subject. In my field, I decided to change my career, so I started from scratch. The college places were full, so I studied on my own at the library. I then got a place at college and was studying ESL and HNC computing. There were lots of problems in Glasgow. Mostly the difficulties were in my first year living in Scotland. I was in a situation where people attacked me, threw many things at me, and after 1 year, I decided to move to London. At the time, in 2008, I got my status. I tried to stay in London, but I couldn't because there wasn't any support. It was just a big and crazy city, so I decided I had to come back to Glasgow. I tried to go back to college, but I had missed so many units on my course. I had to wait to start the next year again. When I came back from London, I started working with the British Red Cross. I went at the journalist workshop and short course, and after that I started working with New Voices. From New Voices, I met many other organizations, Scottish Refugee Council, Venture Scotland, and Bridges programs. In 2009, Bridges helped me to find some subjects at the Open University. I was doing some of their units, such as learning to change and starting with maths. I also continued with my study at college on ESL and HNC computing. I finished my HNC and I got good marks, and it was surprising for my lecturer because in the first year I was struggling with my problems, personal problems, language, and many other things. Then I started studying HND, which was 2010-2011. I finished the HND and I started university last year. It's better now. Hopefully, I will finish my degree and move to another city.